Up next, we'll move along to Arizona State coach Herb Sendek, and the Sun Devils are on the road at Arizona State Thursday, and then they're at Washington State Thursday, and then they're at Washington Saturday. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey, sir, coach, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hey, could you take me through Jordan McKenzie's triple-double game? And if you could just describe that just from your vantage point.
Well, I think there were two unique features. First, believe it or not, it was the first one in school history, which when you think about some of the great players who have played for Arizona State, to me that was really amazing, very surprising. And then second, obviously Jordan did it with points, rebounds, and block shots, which is pretty unique as well. Usually, you know, when a guy achieves that, it's with assists, points, and rebounds. And so it was pretty unique. You know, he had a size advantage in the game against the team we were playing, and he took full advantage of it.
And then if you could just describe him as a player, just how did he sort of go into that game? Was that something that he was building up to? And then how did he come off of that game? Was that something then that does sort of expectations then rise and it's difficult to meet? Or just, you know, so if you could just sort of speak to all of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jordan just continues to improve and develop. He's not somebody who's played as much basketball as probably most of the players in our league, you know, and he took a 3-year absence from basketball. So each and every experience that he gains, whether it's in practice or film or game competition, allows him to continue to move forward.
And then just how did he find his way to Arizona State?
Well, fortunately, you know, we recruited him along with several other schools, and he decided to come our way.
And then just the luxury to just have a 7'2 guy like that who, at least on paper, looks to be your third option.
Yeah, no, we're very happy to have Jordan with us. I think, you know, he has improved significantly every step of the way.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, you guys are obviously in a good place right now. Is there a general message to your team at this point as you go forward?
Yes. You know, we got to get ready and play Washington State. And I know that sounds perhaps overly simplistic and not very quotable, but that's all we can do right now is play Washington State. You know, we're not even halfway through the conference season, and the next game will start 0-0.
If you go back to the end of last season, or at least from the outside, it looked like things were pretty desperate down there. You know, you go 10-21 a year ago, and you had some guys leaving, et cetera. Did you see positive things happening that, you know, that could result in what's happened this season? I mean, did you see them at that time?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, being here, I didn't necessarily draw the conclusion that you just referred to in the context of your question. We did have a losing season. We did have some guys leave, but we had a good nucleus returning. We had some key players who sat out last year. And so, you know, we felt like we had a chance to turn things around, you know, given what we had just gone through, you know, during the past season.
And the decision to go more man than the traditional zone you've played, was that based on personnel, or how did you arrive at that?
I think it was a confluence of a lot of different considerations that came together, personnel being one of them. and we just felt like it was, you know, time to go away from a defense that had run its course with us.
Okay. Thanks, Herb.
Okay, you're welcome.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it, Herb. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. We'll see you.